CR. Mobile. Back at Sparky's. Rusty, no joy.
I'm WC.
You're in a bad area there.
I'm sitting right where I was sitting before when you and I were having a conversation before I got out of the car and went into Sam's.
Well, we're mobile now, and I was sitting at home before.
Big block of Parmesan cheese. I like to grade my own anymore.
I was trying to get out of Bernice, you know. Getting her to talk is like pulling teeth. And she likes to do that also.
I had somebody waiting on my parking place. I was in the parking place right next to the cart corral that's right in front of the door to Sam's Club over here. So I had a nice close walk to get in and out.
Well, it was 94 on my weather station, which is, of course, out in the sun when we left. And we're just turning on to Highway 14, and we're going to head out that way, do a little shopping, and I don't know what all Bernice has in mind. She might have quite a bit of traffic here right now, but we were hoping to hit it about 1:30, 2 o'clock. That way we won't be involved with the traffic. We're more in the retired people's time of day. Hi.
Well, I'll tell you what, right now over here, you know where the gas pumps are down at the front of the Sam's Club over here on 29. Well, they've got one lane that's completely blocked because the tanker is there filling up their tanks. And then everybody's wanting to get in for the cheap gas, so they're backing up the road in both directions trying to turn in to get to the gas pumps because the other lanes are full of cars trying to get gas. So it's a real mess there right this minute. Maybe by the time you get over this way, it'll be cleared out. Got to figure out where I'm going next. I couldn't get two of the items that I went to Sam's Club to get. They were out of. So I guess I'm going to have to run over to Wally World and see if they've got them. At least my arthritis strength aspirin anyway. So I got to go get that. I'm out of those.
Roger. Well, yeah, I've seen that backed up there. They ought to fix the chuck holes in the road there, too, while they're at it. My gracious, they got some horrible road conditions there right in front of Sam's. That's dangerous getting in and out of that gas station anyways. It's funny how people rush out to get gas over a 2% increase, or 2-cent increase that they're having today, or July 1st, I think it went into effect. And the gas tax went up 2 cents, so maybe that's part of it. It's funny how far people go out of their way to get cheap gas, and I always figure, well, you know, the next tank, what's the difference?
And if you keep it nearly filled up anyway, you don't buy it about, you know, like that would have cost me, when I got gas the other day, that would have cost me 12 cents because my tank was at the point where I only let it get down so low and I only needed 6 gallons. I'll tell you what, if you're coming this way where 29 passes under Interstate 26, like you're coming in towards Spartanburg, there's been one heck of a wreck right up underneath the bridge where they come on and off the interstate, and there's a car there. It looks like, I don't know what hit him or what, but I only see that car, but it is smashed in the back so bad it's not even funny. So right now there's one county cop there, and probably the state troopers will be on their way since that's a state road and all that. So anyway, well, I'm now over here in the Wally World parking lot.
Place in the world. Well, Rusty, you think that they'll have the road blocked for it, or they got it all off the road? I appreciate the information.
Well, it looks like it has just occurred very recently because, I mean, it's still, the only thing is there's just one county cop that's just pulled up there and it's blue lights. And the wrecked car that's, I mean, stove in the back of it real bad is still sitting there. And, you know, so it's like it just occurred and I imagine it'll start backing up pretty soon. So right now it's still open, as they say. But I don't know what it's going to be like as you come this way and they start getting wreckers and everybody else there to take care of the problem. But it's right up underneath the bridge that goes over the interstate, and it's right, you know, where the on-off ramp is up underneath. There's like somebody got reamed by somebody trying to get off or on. I don't know. There's a cop and two cars there, but only one of them seems to be damaged. Anyway, while I'm here in the parking lot, let me see if I can find me a place to park this beast and get inside. I'll talk to you later, Tom. N0TRW2T.
Okie doke, Rusty, and many thanks for the update. I don't know what I'll do about it because we're heading right at that, and probably ETA of 15 minutes, so we'll see what happens. I thought about going into Academy while I was there. 73, you take care and keep that mask on. It's W2T and 0TR.